Everyone deserves to feel connected. That's why Cox has high-speed internet to fit any budget. For real. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply. Usually you can pick a lot, a little, or somewhere in the middle. That's why Cox now offers flexible internet plans, giving you all the services you desire and nothing you don't require. Additional services can be added at then current regular rates.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Winning Bets. This is the program that helps you get your numbers right during the NFL season. We are in week 12 of the NFL season, and we hope everyone had a safe and happy Thanksgiving. And as always, with The Winning Bets, we're here to guide you through week 12 of the 2022 NFL season. And as always, before we begin the program, we have to give you the games that you play in sports betting. Let's start off with Moneyline. Moneyline is basically when you place a bet on the money line, that means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. And point spread is a bet on the margin of victory in a sporting event. While a point spread requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin, Moneyline does not. So again, Moneyline, if you place a bet on the money line, that means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. Whereas with point spread, it requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin. So for instance, if you have team A versus team B, if you play money line and you bet on team A and team A winds up winning the game, remember, if team A wins, you win, no matter the score. However, in point spread, again, team A versus team B, if you place a bet on team B and team B's point spread is to win by 5.5 points, if team B wins the game and they win by 7 points, you do not win the bet. So again, with Moneyline, that means this is the bet where you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. Whereas with point spread, it requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin, where Moneyline does not. And then the next game that we have is over under total points. This is the bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the figure that's presented. Here's another example. Again, team A squaring off against team B. The over under total points is 50. So the final score will be team B 26, team A 23. 26 plus 23 is 49. If you bet it on over 50, you do not win the bet. But if you bet on under 50, you win the bet. So again, that's money line, point spread, and over under total points. And of course, as before we begin with giving you the numbers to play for week 12 in the NFL, remember, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Remember, once again, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Again, we want people to gamble responsibly. We want people to play responsibly, and we want people to be safe. So again, remember, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Again, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right, now it's time for week 12's numbers in the National Football League. Let's start off with the Houston Texans versus the Miami Dolphins. The point spread for Houston is plus 14. For Miami, it's minus 14. The money line for Houston is plus 550. For Miami, it's minus 800. And the over-under total points is 47. The next game that we have are the Denver Broncos versus the Carolina Panthers. The point spread for Denver is minus 1. For Carolina, it's plus 1. The money line for Denver, it's minus 115. For Carolina, it's minus 105. And the over-under total points is 36. The next game that we have are the Chicago Bears going up against the New York Jets. The point spread for Chicago is plus 7, while the point spread for the New York Jets is minus 7. The money line for Chicago is plus 250. For the New York Jets, it's minus 320, and the over-under total points is 38.5. The next game that we have are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going up against the Cleveland Browns. The point spread for Tampa Bay is -3, and for Cleveland, it's +3. The money line for Tampa Bay is minus 178, while the money line for Cleveland is plus 150, and the over-under total points is 42. Next game is the Atlanta Falcons going up against the Washington Commanders. Point spread for Atlanta is +4, while for Washington, it's -4. The money line for Atlanta is plus 162. For Washington, it's minus 195, and the over-under total points is 40.5. Next game, the Cincinnati Bengals versus the Tennessee Titans. Point spread for Cincinnati is -1.5, while for Tennessee, it's +1.5. The money line for Cincinnati is minus 115. For Tennessee, it's plus 105. And the over-under total points is 42.5. Next game is the Baltimore Ravens versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. The point spread for Baltimore is -3.5, while for Jacksonville, it's +3.5. The money line for Baltimore is minus 190. For Jacksonville, it's plus 158. And the over-under total points is 43. Next game will be the Las Vegas Raiders versus the Seattle Seahawks. Point spread for Las Vegas is +4. For Seattle, it's -4. The money line for Las Vegas is plus 170. For Seattle, it's minus 205. And the over-under total points is 47.5. Next game is the Los Angeles Chargers versus the Arizona Cardinals. Point spread for the Chargers is -3. For Arizona, it's +3. The money line for the Chargers is minus 145. For Arizona, it's plus 122. And the over-under total points is 48.5. Next game that we have is the New Orleans Saints going up against the San Francisco 49ers. Point spread for New Orleans is +9. For San Francisco, -9. The money line for New Orleans is plus 345, while the money line for San Francisco is minus 455, and the over-under total points is 43. Next game that we have is the Los Angeles Rams versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Point spread for the Rams, plus 15. For Kansas City, minus 15. The money line for the Rams is plus 800, while for Kansas City is minus 1400, and the over-under total points is 42. Next game is the Sunday night matchup between the Green Bay Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles. Point spread for Green Bay is +6.5. For Philadelphia, -6.5. The money line for Green Bay is plus 240. For Philadelphia, it's minus 305. And the over-under total points is 46. And on Monday night football, the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Indianapolis Colts. Point spread for Pittsburgh is +2.5. For Indianapolis, it's -2.5. The money line for Pittsburgh is plus 118. For Indianapolis, it's minus 140. And the over-under total points is 39. And those are your winning numbers to play with, for week 12 of the 2022 NFL season. Good luck, and hopefully you can go out and win some cash on those numbers. Again, it's money line, point spread, and the over-under total points. Remember, money line, when you place a bet on the money line, that means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. Point spread is a bet on the margin of victory in a sporting event. So while a point spread requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin, money line does not. And the over-under total points, this is a bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the numerical figure that is presented. So again, money line, point spread, and over under total points. And as always, remember, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Remember, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Again, remember, we want people to play responsibly. We want people to gamble responsibly, and we want people to be safe when you're involved in sports betting. Remember, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to The Winning Bets.
Everyone deserves to feel connected. That's why Cox has high-speed internet to fit any budget. For real. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
Meet Extended Stay America Select Suites, a new place like home with spacious apartment-style suites and full kitchens. With Extended Stay America Select Suites, you get real simple value. The longer you stay, the more you save. Learn more at ESA.com.
It's an old-fashioned Griswold family Christmas at Raising Cane's.
There it is.
Celebrate with chicken fingers and cane sauce. And introducing plush puppies that benefit local pet organizations. Hap, hap, happy Christmas from Raising Cane's and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. One love.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well... You don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org. Not a millionaire, darling, to retire at St. James Place. You don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.